Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain Talk Radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. Today, I'm hosting with a very dear lady, Velma Gallant, who is known as the Queen of Joy. And she'll be joining us in just a moment. And I want to invite you to take down our phone number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, to call in if you have any questions. I am Maureen St. Germain, and as an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive, I welcome your questions. Velma may be able to answer one or two as well. I have written a number of books. You've heard us talk about them before. And I've also taught the Flower of Life Workshop and the Merkaba Meditation for over 15 years. Each week on this show, you're going to learn some useful living tips and learn from our knowledge base. So today, the Queen of Joy, Velma Gallant, is joining us. Welcome, Velma.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be on the other end of the interview.
Yes, well, as a woman who hosts her own show, let's talk about that first. What is the name of your show?
It is Welcome Changes Radio, which is at welcomechangesradio.com. It's talk radio for your mind-body-spirit connection. And I've interviewed some really amazing people on the show, people like Maureen St. Germain.
Excellent. Excellent. And so you have this lovely nickname, Queen of Joy. Why did you pick that? And what is it that you, how did you come there? How did you arrive where you're at?
Well, it was quite a journey to get there. And I've been working with my own coach through some of the ups and downs of my own life. And one of the things that I learned was that I am the queen of my own domain. It's all up to me. It's my choices, my decisions that put me where I'm at and where I'm going. And I wanted and I chose to be the queen of my domain, which is my joy.
Nice. So now, if I remember, and this, those of you who are listening, you may really have empathy for this. At one time, you were even homeless, weren't you?
I was. At the age of 17, I was homeless. I was living in my boyfriend's van in the backyard of his home, sneaking into the house whenever I possibly could to grab a shower, do laundry. I was eating one submarine sandwich a day for food. And, yeah, it was an interesting place to be. I think I was a little too naive to be scared.
But it certainly means that you've seen the full gamut of life, and you have, you know, it's not like you're just claiming to be the Queen of Joy and you're sitting on a pedestal somewhere, you know?
No. I mean, there was the abuse as a teenager. I've been married. I've been divorced. Almost lost our home. Like, there's been quite a stretch of experiences, you know, from the, you know, the bliss of having my own son, or having our son, who's growing like a weed, you know, just so many amazing things and joyful experiences. But on the other end of the spectrum, there's been quite a number of challenging experiences that were really molding of who I became.
Yeah, yeah. So what would be one important experience that you would like to share with our listeners on your story, you know, and, you know, that might inspire our listeners?
One of the things that I've learned over the years is how powerful my perspective is. I shared earlier that I was abused as a teen, and, you know, that was a pretty rocky road. It was a scary thing to go through. It was someone close to me, and, you know, it started when I was about 15 years old, and I shut down in a lot of ways at that point, and I became a very beautiful victim. I was really good at being a victim, and then eventually, you know, after about 15 years of healing, what I learned is that this experience gave me a lot of things, too. I gained courage, compassion. I realized how strong I really was. You know, I came to understand that this person, in some ways, was an angel sent to grow me into being who I am. And I couldn't be who I am were it not for that experience. And it was just really shaping for me. When I declared to God that I forgave this person for the experience, he actually crossed over about 2 weeks later.
Wow. And certainly that had to be very healing in its own way, to know that you did not have some residual that would link you guys past, you know, into that other side, and that you would cleared it and released it, and, you know, the journey was over.
No, well, actually, no, that was the next leg of the journey after that, because after declaring to God that I forgave this person, I was trying to decide if I should let them know or not. And so where I went with that was I took too long to make this choice, and the choice was taken away from me.
Uh-huh, I see.
And so new healings after that. So, I mean, even after crossing, there were so many gifts I was getting.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting the timing you talk about this person passing. I have seen this happen myself with someone who was intimately involved in my life, and I had asked for a replacement for my ex-husband because I was tired of the back-and-forth business that kept going on. And someone did come into his life and was very powerful. And when I finished my, I'll call it mom duty, and our youngest son graduated from college and I was getting ready to leave the state, this woman passed away as well. And it was striking because she was a young woman. It was a minor surgery and she just never came out of it. And you look at these things that happen in our lives and you have to say, you know, I may have called that in, and I'm so grateful for it, and now I'm ready to release it. So I wouldn't, you know, I think it's kind of cool that you were actually had that decision taken away, because I'm not so sure you were supposed to tell the person that you forgave him. I think it was more important that you knew that you had made that choice.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, a couple of years later, as I was moving through the healing of that experience, I did come to realize that, you know, had I spoken with him, I wouldn't have got the answer I wanted anyways.
Which was like, you know, why you did it, you mean?
Well, I forgive you kind of thing. And, you know, he might have given me some off-the-cuff flippant remark or something like that. Like, who knows what kind of a response. But I wouldn't have gotten the response that I would have wanted. Like, thank you or whatever. Like, I don't even know what I wanted.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, it really, I wouldn't have got the response that I wanted. It wouldn't have made any difference. And, you know, really, there would have been no true purpose, because the soul knows.
That's right. Well, now this gives me a chance to tell our listeners a little bit about Akashic Record readings. And many times when we're in difficult situations, when we open up the records, we can see what's going on behind the scenes or what the motivation was. And it allows us to unhook from our drama and unhook from our victimhood, as you've used that word. And it allows people then to find insight and information that will help solve a conundrum. It also is very useful when you're making decisions to make sure or get confirmation on the decision you're moving towards, that it is what you are supposed to do or what you really want in life. And we encourage you, as our listener, to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. If you have a question that you'd like us to answer for you from your own guides, we are moving towards our break. And before we do, I just want to ask you to look at my website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We send out only 2 regular mailings a month. We don't inundate you with mail. We have a lot of profoundly powerful information. Our newsletter just went out. If you would like to get our most recent newsletter, send us an email at info@MaureenStGermain.com. Every time I write the newsletter, I get feedback. This last week, I was at the place where I thought, well, maybe we should give up on the newsletter. You know, maybe it's too much work. And I went to the altar and I said, look, I'm ready to let this go. And if I'm supposed to do it, just let me know. Within 2 hours of that newsletter going out, I had a bunch of emails and phone calls from people telling me how it made a difference in their life, how the information was most appropriate If you have something going on, right now we're talking about the information that is available from the spirit realm on what's going on at this time in the world and how to deal with issues and problems. We tie it often to what's going on astrologically. We work closely with Madeline, our friend and person who's on the radio before us. So we encourage you to check that out. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Maureen St. Germain.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Maureen St. Germain. My special guest today is Velma Gallant, Queen of Joy. We're very excited. We have three listeners waiting for a call. So if you're on our call-in list and you're on hold, please stay with us. We will get to you. Before we do, though, I want to remind you, if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, MaureenStGermain.com, www.MaureenStGermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. Click onto our News You Can Use link on the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and then scroll down to where it says Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. You will find a complete list of all our previous radio shows. You can listen to them whenever you want. And while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter today. So, Benny, let's talk to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Hi. Good.
So what's your question?
My question is, I've worked with you before, Maureen, on Higher Self and being prepared. and continuing when the universe challenges you. So what I've done is submitted a resume that was screened out by the whole computer system and wanted to give up, but I persisted, kept the suit that I bought, went to the preparation of practice interview. So then what's next? How do you continue when...
Well, I will tell you something I did, and I actually got the job. Same situation, you know, somehow I got culled out of the process. And so I found out who the person was who was going to be making the hiring decision. And I sent a copy of my resume with a very short cover letter that said, I've submitted this through the regular process, but thought you might want to take a look at it personally. I hope to hear from you, and then put your phone number. And then ask the angels to take care of the details. And if this is a job you really, really want, make sure that you see yourself in a situation that's similar. It doesn't have to be this job, but one like it that will make you just as happy. And then finally, ask your angels and guides to meet at the higher self level with the person that's going to make the decision, the higher decision, and to clear the way so that when you do finally connect with this person, they feel like they already know you and the connection is there.
Okay.
So good fortune. And keep claiming, I'm going to have a job just like this or way mo better, as we like to play and make people laugh.
Okay.
So I thank you for calling in, Michelle. Thank you so much. So we'd like to take a call from Tracy. How you doing, Tracy?
Hi. Well, first of all, Maureen, I want to thank you so much for your angel meditations because I listen to them all the time, and it's just wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. For those of you who are listening, there is a meditation CD called Rainbow Angel Meditation, and it's lovely because you can insert your own piece right after the angel recommendations. So what can we do for you today, Tracy?
I'm working on clearing a lot of stuff. And right now it is feeling safe to be able to express and to do what I feel like I'm really called to do now. And even me making this call is a big thing because of that I'm expressing it. And there's even fear in that
sure.
I feel like because I'm ready to do something really good and helpful, that it's going to be that I'm not feeling safe in doing it.
Okay, so what I would do is I would start to work with intentions, and I would recommend that you write a number of intentions, and I'll give you a few now, and then later, if you don't get a chance to write them all down, you can come back and listen to the show again, and you'll hear them. The first one will be, I intend to make a difference. I intend, not to, I take that back. I intend that I am making a difference. I intend that I'm a woman of substance. I intend that my work matters. I intend that I am well respected. I intend that I am loved. And then you'll repeat these out loud. And if you can, get a little group of people to do them also and share intentions. And creating a little group like that where you just get together once a week or once a month and read your intentions to each other, it changes your energy and you get excited. And what will happen is somebody in your group will come up with an intention that you think is totally off the wall. And you'll think, wow, she's got some nerve thinking of that and saying that. And then she'll turn around and pull it off. And you'll go, oh, my God, what did I start? So I hope that helps. Did you have another question?
It feels, you know what, it doesn't feel like I know. I'm pretty clear about what I am supposed to do. You know, and I know that what I'm supposed to do matters, and I know that it's important, and I keep getting that, you know.
Good.
But I haven't been able to do it because of, and I know that these are fears that are from past. I know, you know, I'm feeling that. It's like,
Well, maybe Velma can jump in and give Tracy some recommendations because she's been in some pretty tight spots herself. What do you think, Velma?
Well, my question is what do you think is holding you back? Is it the fact that, you know, the finances with respect to it, you're in a job and you can't leave that job to do what you need to do because you need to take care of business?
No, it's I feel like there's something that's saying, like, well, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can relate to that one.
Ding.
There
Bingo.
It is. There it is. Ding, ding, ding.
We love it. Go ahead. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can totally relate to that one. I've had some visual gifts from Divine as to where I'm supposed to be. And the first thing out of my mouth, I was pregnant with my son, was, who am I to be all that? Because I was just little me in working in a legal job, you know, I'm nobody. And the truth that I have come to learn is that, you know, it's like Marianne Williamson says, who are you not to be that? Anything that we are gifted with from divine is absolutely perfect. And, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't give us those things. Divine does not give us those things out of mistake. It's not like we tuned into somebody's radio wave and we're eavesdropping on something else.
That's right.
And decided to make it our own.
So what you're really doing is validating the fact that if you have an idea or a dream, it means that's what you are supposed to do, because you won't dream something that you're not supposed to do. You only dream what you are supposed to do. And isn't that one of your taglines, Velma? Dream big?
My tagline is dream big, absolutely.
So there you go. Now, I hope we have a little more time to speak with Stephanie. Thank you so much for calling, Tracy. It was great to hear from you, and I so appreciate your working with the Angel CD. So, Stephanie, can you give us your question?
Hi there. Yes. My call is similar to the last two calls. I am just very tired of what I'm doing for a job, and I was hoping that you might see some kind of a direction for me to go in. I have some thoughts of something I could do occasionally, but nothing really sounds compelling. I'm not, like, really excited about anything I think of doing.
Okay, Velma, why don't you roll it out?
Well, I can understand that, too. I actually kind of bridged my way to where I'm at now. I started out in network marketing, hired my first coach, realized I had a natural gift for coaching, and so on and so forth up until, you know, I'm doing the radio show and some bigger coaching programs. But it was pink spooning it all. You know, I don't know if you guys, we don't have a Baskin and Robbins here anymore, but they used to give you the pink spoon so you could sample things.
That is a travesty.
Yes, it is.
They
a
need
travesty.
To bring that back. Put in
yeah,
a bid for
totally.
It. Yeah, totally. Seriously, I'm dead serious.
That's great.
Bring that back.
So what we're really suggesting to you is that you give yourself permission to try lots of different things.
Okay.
And to do the thing you like right now as the temporary thing, give that a little more interest, and then start telling people, you know, I'm looking for what I love. Do you, what do you do that you love? Like that. Ask that question of everyone and watch their eyes light up, and you're going to get it. You're going to know when you find it. And by listening to other people and asking that question, you're going to figure it out, and you're going to hear something that sounds really cool, and you go, oh, I think I'd like to do that. You know, I'm so sorry. I guess we do have another minute we could talk. Does that help?
That does help. That is a good idea.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
So, and also we invite you as our listeners to go to Velma's website and look her up. Velma, why don't you give us that information?
Well, the one website is welcomechangesradio.com. And actually at velmagallant.com, the most recent blog post that was announcing being on this show, I actually am giving away 3 of the bronze membership to my new Going Big program to anyone who subscribes to my newsletter and posts a comment to that blog post that they were here listening, and they will get their name entered for one of the three bronze packages into my new Going Big coaching program.
Also, I would like to invite our listeners that if you like Velma and her work, she is doing a special program where you can invest in Velma. So go to her website and check it out. You might be very interested in what she has to offer. I am so pleased to have her join us this day. My name's Maureen St. Germain, and as we draw this show to a close, a quick reminder to you to check out MaureenStGermain.com for our current specials. We also have some new free downloads that haven't been there. They were just put up yesterday. And the meditation is The Great Invocation, a fabulous meditation. We also want to invite you to check out our Aramandalas, our special scent solution. Stay tuned for the next show.